You are now immersed in the Superfans Soccer Cast with your hosts, Maddie Savage and Mike Apex. It's about to get lit.
Welcome in, super fans. Grab a seat, get your favorite drink and snacks, and buckle up because it's game time, baby. And this is going to be a very special episode. I am truly yours, Mike Apex. And of course, I'm joined by my guy on my side, the ultimate soccer warrior, Matty Savage himself. What is good, Brody?
What's going on, Mike? I love your enthusiasm and your anticipation for these playoffs. I mean, you're in your element right now, guy. I love it.
Yes, sir. And super fans, if you're wondering what all the fuss is about, then let me fill you guys in. This is our 30th episode, and this is the 30th year anniversary of the MLS. And to make it a complete 30-peat, Matty, there are 30 teams in the league right now and counting. Hey, we can't make this up, guys. This is destiny right now. We've been hanging in there. This is our first year, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been a long journey. Thanks for showing your love and support and just rocking with us, you know, all year. And I just want to say thanks again, guys.
Yes, fans. Thank you for sticking with us. This 30 episodes has been up and down and sideways. We've gotten some of them right. We've gotten some of them wrong, as we will, I'm sure we will get into some of the wrong predictions that we made. Because I know this past weekend, we both had some wrong predictions. But I digress a little bit, because Mike has some very strong opinions about a certain team. And we will get into that, I am sure.
Yes, indeed. But not to toot my horn, Matty, but one I got precisely right. I mean, one was, when I say it was on point, guys, I looked into Matty's crystal soccer ball, and I mean, I had it to the T, and that was the LAFC Whitecaps match. But we're going to get into that a little later, guys. Give me an appetizer right now. But yeah, Matty, starting out, it's been a big development here with all of the owners of the MLS teams coming together, and they had a big vote the other day. And apparently, guys, we're going to the International World Soccer schedule. What's your thoughts on that, Matty?
I think that it's one of those where it's you're going to have your pluses and your minuses. I strongly believe that in life, in all aspects of life, you're going to have your pros and your cons. And this is one where we brought up in previous episodes our opinions for the negatives, the cons of the move. We didn't like it, but now that some things have come to light and brought more of the pros to why they're doing it, I'm like 51-49. You know what I'm saying? I'm not 100% on board, but I'm enough in the majority on board to say, okay, let's give it a try.
Yes, definitely, Maddie. You know, similar to Maddie, guys, you already know I've been kind of on the fence with this, and I'm pretty much, I'm feeling what you're saying right now, Maddie. I think overall, I think this may be a very good move for the MLS. Reason being, as you just mentioned, Maddie, and it's going to make it better as far as international duties. I don't know about you, but it was really frustrating at times during the season where guys, you know, you got some of your top players are leaving. Like, it was always seemed like certain instances during the season, guys would be having to do international duty, guys would be doing this and that. And, you know, you still got to keep continuing playing, but it would definitely affect the outcome of a lot of the games. But now that we're on the international schedule, Matty, it's going to be a lot easier for, you know, it's going to be less interruptions. And I think this is going to open up. It's going to be way more international stars able to come now. It's going to be a lot more fluidity as far as movement of players. And I think this is definitely going to entice more international players coming over here, Matty, especially with the success of the Seven Son, of course, Messi, and, you know, Mueller's doing his thing trying to make it to the, you know, to the cup, to the championship. So I think this is going to make it better. And you mentioned the salary, all of that is going to pay, pay dividends, I think. But just to be real with it, Matty, I would give it, 2-3 years. We could really see how it's going to, I think it's going to take an effect. What, 2027? They're going to do some crazy shortened, what are they going to do, Matty? Some shortened season at the beginning of the year, and then they're going to go into the regular season in July. So that's going to be interesting. But I think overall, I'm not going to hate on it. I'm kind of more like wait and see, if that makes sense.
Yeah. You mentioned other players. I want to add to that. So right now, the MLS has been at a behind the eight ball when it comes to signing players, because 9 times out of 10, whenever the MLS, the important, quote unquote important, they're both important, the winter and the summer. But the one that you want to make sure that you get right, especially if you're like on the bubble playoff team or a team that's, trying to get better, like Miami, et cetera. When you're trying to get better, when the team all around are just getting started, they're not going to want to part with their players. And if you do try to get those guys, you're going to pay a premium for them because they're like, hey, whatever. Whereas with this schedule, if you line up, if you got some guys that either teams around didn't take a chance on or whatever, you can maybe enter yourself into those negotiations and try to get some of these players for free, for like free agents, versus you'll be trying to pillage or pilfer some of these players when they're already on contracts with other teams, everything else. That's when the transfer fees come in. So it'll be more financially solvent for the league to be doing this. And players, like you said, will have, hey, we're on the same schedule, I'm used to this schedule. Yeah, I'll go and I'll play. I'll give it a look. So there's all kinds of good to it. And also, you mentioned the international break. Just to reiterate, that's one reason why I think that the Philadelphia Union lost. And I picked them not to win because of the reason they were off for 22 days. You can't be off for that long in the playoffs. That's too crazy. So that will be a non-issue now, hopefully. So,
what do you call it, Matty? You sent me that message. You said rest over rust. I remember that. I was like,
yeah,
that
it was. Rest over rust, because you can't go. They played a good game. That was a good match. But I mean, 22-day layoff is hard to overcome, and it showed itself.
Yes, it really did, Matty. And I was just thinking, just to add on what you were saying, this will help the MLS next, I think, with the young guys coming up, the young pups coming up. This definitely will help them with everybody getting on the international schedule now. It's going to be a lot easier for some of these young prospects to be moved around, right, and to be scouted by maybe some of the international teams, and such. I just think as far as competitively, this is going to put us on, our talent is coming up. We have a lot of talented athletes, but competitive wise, this is going to put us on a, equal playing field. It's going to give us an opportunity now to actually be able to make some moves, serious moves with the international community. And that schedule, as you mentioned, Matty, with Philadelphia, we're going to get into that, guys. Hold tight. But it's going to be now with July. And I love what you said on the last episode. I think you said July 4th, MLS, July 4th. Matty Savage said it best. That would be an excellent opening day for the season, right? Talk about a big bang, doubleheader, July 4th. I think it'll be great, Matty. And then they're going to get, how long are they getting off of that break? It's from what, December until, what is it, like, I think it's February, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's good. Those are the coldest months over here. Some of the northern cities that, coming back in February, middle February, I think that it'd be very, bearable, right? And I think overall it may be. I'm kind of warming up to it, Matty. But the thing is, the scheduling and, with all of the sports we have going on in the fall, I mean, that's going to be the main thing. But I think they'll be able to pull it off.
And here's another pro to this, right? So the way that we have the current MLS schedule with the CONCACAF Champions Cup, whenever the teams are in it, like Nashville is in it this coming year. I don't know all the teams. I know that we qualified for it for winning the U.S. Open Cup. Anyways,
yes,
all our teams struggle because we start the season around the same time you start the Champions Cup. Whereas now the Champions Cup, like I said, it's in like February, March, like, you know, basically when the start of the MLS season is, you're doing the Champions Cup, which is, you know, its own competition. Now when we do the Champions Cup, you're already sort of be in mid-season form. I mean, yeah, you'll be on that break, but you've already played, you know, 10, 12 games or whatever, however long they'll play. So many games already in hand, you're already in that form versus you've taken a month off, you haven't done anything, you got to do your conditioning, you got to do all that training, get back in the flow of things, and then, oh yeah, by the way, go into this competition with other teams who are in mid-season form. So that'll kind of give us a little bit, when I say us, the MLS, a more of a fighting chance in those competitions versus it being, you know, here you go, Champions Cup. Oh, yeah, preseason. Throw them in there together. I mean, it was just nonsense.
No, excellent point, Matty. But I'm really looking forward to it, Matty. At first, like I said, we both were kind of like, eh, but, you know, all things considered, this may be a great move for the MLS, and it can definitely put us on the same level as the international community and be taken more seriously. I mean, because let's be real, some of these guys have come over here and they found out it ain't easy over here in the MLS. But yeah, Matty, so I want to transition real quick and shout out my girls, the ladies. We mentioned, guys, in our last episode, the NWSL Championship Finals, and the Washington Spirit played my NYNJ Gotham City FC girls. And Matty, it was a tug of war early. It was a tug of war. I know the Washington Spirit fans were upset because Trinity Rodman, she pretty much, because she was come off for some type of injury, I guess. She didn't play the first half. So she was on the sideline. They kept, you know, cameras panning over to her, and she was chomping at the bit. She had her hair with the blue and green, you know, representing her team. They had the neon green kits out there, Matty. They were hurting my eyes. I think that was part of their tactic, you know, the bright jerseys. But it was really dope. And, yeah, man, that first half, it was, you know, I couldn't really tell. I thought my guys did, the girls did really good. And in that second half, Matty, around the 80th minute, if I'm not mistaken, we were able to get a goal, man. And they scored. I'm trying to remember. If you remember who scored that goal there, but that was the one and only score, the game-winning score of the match, guys. And it was definitely a great moment. And the second chip since 2021 for those girls. And yeah, Matty, it was a great, great showing, great game, great sportsmanship. Just now up in the air, they don't know if, you know, if Trinity's coming back to the league. She's getting a lot of offers and such. I hope she comes back. She's the leader. She's the heartbeat of that team. And yeah, definitely shout out to them. Just a great showing, great for the sport. And we already know, Matty, we're going to be checking out some of those girls. Shout out to Arthur Blank, NWSL coming to an ATL. So, and that's another team that's added on here.
It was a good match, Mike. You're absolutely correct. And I made a comment in the end of our last episode as you were bringing it up. I said, could Lightning strike twice? And I guess it can, and it did, because, like I said, they had the exact same script. I mean, so whenever your Gotham girls get in the playoffs, especially in the 8 seed, look out, because they're going to go – they've done it two times now. I mean, you do it one time, you're like, okay, it's a good, you know, Cinderella story or whatever. You do it two times, it's like, all right, this team, you know, is something serious. But to dive into it a little bit deeper, it seems soccer is a game of form. Like, that's pretty much how the game is, and the playoffs especially. We'll get into that. You're talking about Philadelphia Union and everything else, but form is important. And the Gotham girls, women, you know, say both of it for our listeners out there. The reason why they dropped to the 8th seed is because they went like a month without a win or something like that. So they went from like 5 all the way down to 8. And so they, I guess at a moment in time in the season, they said, okay, you know, after losing and dropping and you get into where it's like, okay, the rubber's got to meet the road. Like, are we going to be in the playoffs or are we going to be out? And they started, you know, playing better. And once the playoffs started, just turned things around. And like I said, once you start to get your form and start to have that confidence, yeah, we're in the playoffs, so we can do this. We did it before. We're going to do it again. So that's what happened. And congratulations to Gotham FC for their second championship. And that's not the second in history, is it? Or have they won before 2021, or was 2021 the first one?
I think that was their first one. So they got two right now.
Overall? Nice.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Rose Lavelle scored the game-winning decisive goal. So shout out to her. And yeah, man, I'm a strong proponent in this. Maddie, the hungry dog gets the bone, right? The hungry dog gets the bone, and defense wins championships. And that's all I got to say about it. And they wanted more, and they proved it, and they made sure that, you know, the Spirit, and Spirit had a lot of high-powered, you know, strikers over there, and they couldn't get it done. And, again, shout out to Trinity. She put every last ounce of sweat on the field. So did her teammates. All of them did a great job, but, you know, Gotham City, you know how we do.
Yeah, so, and you mentioned she had an MCL strain, so that's the reason why she was only playing from, I think she come on in the 60th minute or something like that. And it begs the question, should the coach have maybe put her in at halftime to give them, you know, opportunity? It's one of those things where once you're a pundit or a media type, you can second guess them all day long. Especially whenever you have on the losing side, you can always say, "Well, what about this? What about that?" to death. So I don't want to sit here and you know, beg questions, because at the end of the day, you know, Trinity Robbins, she's going to be the highest paid, whether it be in NWSL or if she takes a jump to the other league that wants her. Isn't that the USL, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So either way, she's going to be high profile, highly paid, and well deserved superstar wherever she goes. But at the same time, I hope that the decision to not play her doesn't go into her decision to stay or leave. You know what I'm saying? Where the coach was doing what she felt was best, not only for the team, but also for her. Because we've seen in sports, I mean, take the Kevin Durant just saga and how it went down with the Golden State and everything else, and how I don't want to see a parallel there between these two. You know what I'm saying? It's like where you see how one thing situated and you become over-reliant on a star, he gets hurt and then wants out, and you have a situation where, you know, you treat one star with like kitty gloves and don't want to, you know, do whatever it ends up potentially costing you. Remains to be seen. It was a great game, though. It was excellent. Back and forth. You couldn't ask for better.
No, shout out to the NWSL, and keep up the good work over there, guys. Excellent league, and you're growing like crazy, you know. Me and Maddie have already raved about some of the names of these teams. ATL, Atlanta, the Amethyst. I'm giving you a name right now, right? I found out, you know, in the Atlanta area, they got these mines, Maddie, and the Amethyst mines, you know, and the Atlanta Amethyst. I'm throwing that out there. It's original. It's representing Georgia, ATL, and, you know, something besides a peach. OK. But moving right along, yeah, Maddie,
they overplay that peach, don't they?
They overplay the peach. We love peaches and cream. We love it, you know? The fuzzy navels and all of that. You know, ladies, we love it. But anywho, Maddie, moving right along, to quote her term, the beast in the East. We're going to start over there with the semifinals. Sheesh. Bro, talk about a dynamite playoff so far, Maddie. Where should we start? You want to start with Philly? Them boys up there in Philly? And then we'll end off with Messi.
No.
You don't want to?
Let's get straight into it, okay? Let's get the elephant in the room, okay? let's talk about it.
Go ahead.
Straight. I don't want to dodge it. I don't want to dodge it no more. That game, the FC Cincinnati and Miami game was one of the worst playoff games in this entire stretch. It was horrendous. Wow. We hyped it up as to say, oh, it was going to be this good match. And it wasn't just us. It was not just us. Everybody had this game as it's going to be the super competitive game. It was a snooze fest. There was one team out there, not two. One team was trying. The other team was in awe. I mean, really, their butt should have been in the seats watching because they were so awestruck with Messi. And then after the game, I sent you the thing. There was more fight from that Cincinnati team trying to get Messi's jersey than there was fight on the field for their season at home in front of their fans. Absolutely disgraceful. And I have one player in mind that definitely needs a reality check, and that's Evander, okay? Because now this is the second year in a row that Evander has gone out with a whimper. Last year it was with Portland, getting beat 5-0, and I won out. Okay, cool. Yeah. Get picked up by Cincinnati. Things are looking better. You're still a skilled player, but when your season's on the line, you need to step up. They're looking for you, and you can't be found. He's on the back of a freaking milk carton. I mean, it's ridiculous. Where are you, Evander? Where are you? Put out an all-points bulletin. Where is Evander? Absolutely disgraceful.
He's MIA. Yes, Maddie. Look, Maddie, you didn't preface it, but this is definitely a red card right here, guys. Okay, Maddie pulled out the red card and he flame broiled FC Cincinnati. And I don't know, Maddie. Let me see. What should I say? Don't glaze the pink donuts. Don't eat too much of the Skyline chili. I don't know. Those guys play like they had a Pepto Bismol Maalox moment out there. I mean, they were, you know what, out there on the field, guys. I mean, look, guys, we have a lot of passion for the game. We put a lot of thought and we try to analyze it and come up with our best, just prediction on these matches here. But who knew these guys wouldn't show up? It's like playoffs. I'm saying, Maddie, I'm saying paid off. Because they played like dudes, like you said. They were oogling and googling over Messi. And this game was a straight slaughter. I mean, for the fans, the super fans of Cincinnati, you guys deserve better than this. You guys deserve a refund, if you ask me. Because it's one thing to lose, Maddie. It's another thing to just lay down, right? These guys showed no fight, nothing. Denke, all those dudes, they I don't know what was going on. We kept seeing it. We were watching. I'm like, okay. They're pacing themselves. Okay. And when Messi strikes, he's like a lightning bolt, guys. It was just crazy. He scored his goal, and then he assisted on the other three. I mean, Maddie, what happened out there is no excuses. Somebody's head's going to roll, okay? Somebody, and I mean that proverbially, trying to say it right. Somebody's head's going to roll, Maddie, because for those guys to come out there unmotivated in front of their, fans, and Maddie, you sent me that emoji with Elmo. You sent that Elmo emoji. This is very he was sitting on the pot, guys, and he was making it do what it do. And that's pretty much what these guys did this match right here. And I was totally disgusted. It was embarrassment. And again, Maddie, this calls for somebody for some heads to roll. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, that unacceptable.
For sure. Definitely unacceptable. I think the coach has got to go number one because, I mean,
wow,
this is two wow. games in two and three. Their last three, two of those three, they got beat 9-0. One of those games was 5-0 to Columbus at Columbus, right? And then your last game of the season, mm-hmm. you lose 4-0 at home in front of your fans. So losing that bad in the playoffs has got to come down to the coach. I mean, the players too, but how in the world do you get beat that bad two of your last three games? That's poor on the coach, on getting everybody, you know, ready to go, prepared, motivated, all that stuff. And they got a lot of people in and out. Some people that's going to be their contracts, because they're already doing their contracts situation, the options and everything. Almost all the teams are now done with their, except for the teams that are currently in the playoffs, that is. We got an idea of who's staying and who's going. And they got a lot of players that, honestly, I would be like, nah, you need to go. And even if you are on the team, like, they have your option or whatever, I'm still putting them up. Like, I'm not too sure in league, they probably can't, since they just used the cash for player trades on Evander. I think they're going to have to hold on to him. Mm-hmm. But if another team in another league somewhere calls you and says, hey, you know, we'll offer you $13, $14 million, I mean, I take it. Just because, like, he's a very skilled player. But to me, are you motivated? And when it comes down mm-hmm. time, when you aren't motivated, Brenner helped them. I think that they should try to keep him because he actually, other than the mm-hmm. Miami game, but some of his other games in the playoffs, he helped them. I think the clinching game versus Columbus, he ended up scoring their two goals to clinch it to get them to the semifinal game. But yeah, show some fight. And right. the team needs to have a serious look in the mirror. And I'll be honest with you, Mike, it made me feel better about my guys because, you know, we at least fought, mm-hmm. even though, yeah, we lost 4-0 our last game. But we didn't just give up out there. I mean, there were still a couple of guys that were still trying. And as a whole, that team, except for maybe you, Yaya Kubo, he was the only one that had any fight in him.
Yeah, Maddie. So moving along to the next Beast in the East matchup, we had the Philadelphia Union and NYCFC. And this was a – you kind of – mentioned it earlier in the soccer cast, Maddie, about the 22-day layoff that the Philadelphia Cream Cheesers had off. And I think that definitely might have played a key in this match, Maddie. And unfortunately, Philly ended up, I mean... I picked them to win. I thought they were going to win this one, guys. And I thought it was going to be a close match because NYCFC had been playing great. But, yeah, Maddie, speak on this because you made a term that I love, rest over rust.
Yeah, it definitely was rest over rust because 2 weeks off is okay. 22 days off is not. And shout out to the Philadelphia Union. For even though they had that really long, unfair, let's be real, it was unfair for them to be the number one Supporter Shield winner, first seed in the East, and to go on that really long layoff. But they didn't give up. Even though their keeper went down after making an awesome save on that ridiculous long shot. I mean, he sprinted way back. I mean, that was impressive. That right there shows you buy-in. Yeah, that was real good. And then I was concerned that they might lose it from the young fella. And you come in and you said, you know, hey, he's looking good. He's, you know, give him a shot. And he did. He performed well. Rick, I think was his name. That yes. guy, he's going to be going places because at 19 years old, to be in a semifinal match, I mean, coming off the bench cold. And put in him, and he made a couple of saves, too. It's not like he was just there, you know. Yeah, he played well. But, yeah, rest over rust. 2 weeks, perfectly fine. New York City, they come in, play their game plan like they've been playing all year. and they got the win, 1-0. I don't know if it was that pass that NYC made on that run. That was excellent timing, just great. I'll get into my predictions for them versus Miami. I have a sneaking suspicion that something that may happen, but we'll get into that. But yeah, excellent game. It was, they fought to the end. Shout out to the Union for at least making a game of it, unlike the first game between Cincinnati and Miami. That this one actually went down to the wire, even though it was 1-0. It still was competitive all the way through. It wasn't they scored, it's over, let's put our hands on our heads and act like, you know, the sky is falling. So that one was good. It was a good game. Can't complain about it.
Yes, indeed, Maddie. Shout out to NYCFC. Again, shout out to the Philadelphia Union super fans. You guys waited, as Maddie mentioned, literally three weeks for this. And unfortunately, you know, that rust did them in, Maddie. I thought these teams were very evenly matched during the regular season. They split games, both winning at their home stadium. So they had a lot of familiarity, and we know, being rivals, you know, I got family in Philly, actually, so I know about that city. They're rough and tumble, and they're really, you know, really great sports fans. However, I want to shout out the coach of NYCFC. I've been totally impressed by this guy, Maddie. We went to the match, and shout out to Charlotte super fans. We were there, and through attrition, Maddie, even with injuries, even with some of the key players out, this team just keeps playing. I mean, better and better. They just play masterfully, Maddie. I mean, that's the best way I can describe it. Their defense is excellent. They're not making a lot of mistakes. They're going to play you to the end. Everybody's giving all out effort. Everyone's doing their job, right? Nobody's getting, you know what I mean, blown assignments, whatever. I can't remember which defensive alignment he was set up in, Maddie. But it was great. And I just have to take my hat off to them, because there's no way these guys, I think they were the 5th seed, if I'm not mistaken, and the Union were the number 1 seed here, guys, pretty much the beast in the East all year. And I don't know, man. Great match. I thought Philly was going to win. I think I picked it 2-1, and it ended up being 1-0. But the effort was there, Maddie. They couldn't shake off the rust, literally.
Yeah, it's unfortunate their season ended that way, but, you know, had to end sometime. And, you know, maybe with this new playoff schedule, not playoff, the new season schedule, perhaps these things won't happen the way they are. It remains to be seen, because a part of that was the international break. It would have been just a 2-week break for Philly and a 1-week break for NYC if we didn't have the international break in between. So that will be a huge positive for momentum in the playoffs with this new schedule. So that's a very good thing.
Yeah. And I'm on the big dog theme here today, super fans. The underdog, right? The underdog. These guys came in there and you know, they didn't blink, Maddie. They didn't blink. NYCFC, look out, Miami. Look out. These guys, they're not going to lay down like those boys who ate too much chili in Cincinnati. They're going to show up and they're going to play. You're going to have to beat these guys. And you know what, Maddie? They ain't going to make all those, you know, bonehead mistakes either.
I keep my mouth closed on that one. I'll do my master reveal later on.
Teasing you guys. He's so tantalizing. Yeah, Maddie, overall, I would definitely say that was a great match. Both teams gave great effort. Couldn't ask for anything more as super fans. And, Philly, you have nothing to be ashamed of. 3 weeks, It shouldn't be no more than a week, guys. Week and a half tops. That's all the layoff time you need. Shouldn't be any more than that, all right? MLS, I think with the, like you said, Maddie, going to the international schedule and getting in tune with everyone, I think it's going to be beneficial in that sense. But definitely want to move along here, Maddie. Where do you want to start? You want to start with the banger, the one that we actually picked and got correct, or you want to start with the those boys?
Yeah, let's do that one. Yeah, let's do that. And that was the first game. Let's talk about it, Mike, because got to give credit where credit is due. You hit the nail directly on the head. Give guy credit where credit is due. Mike said it's going to be 2-2. They're going to go to PKs, and Vancouver's going to win it. And wouldn't you know it, even with the extra time, which was kind of crazy, that they still went to PKs, and Vancouver wins it. That was a on-the-nose prediction by Mike Apex. So everybody throw Thank flowers at his feet, because you couldn't have got a better prediction than that one.
Yeah, a little luck, but also thanks, Maddie. But both of us, you know, I get a lot of great insight from you. And as we say, our super fans, our crystal soccer ball, hey, it was on point this time. I just felt this. I said it before, Maddie, I'm going to say it again. This was an epic match. This was an instant classic, Maddie. And we touted it as such. The Clash of the Titans, the Battle of the Greats, I mean, you couldn't ask for anything less. Vancouver Whitecap fans, you guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. That place was rocking. It had me lit, Maddie. You know, we're always lit, but it had me lit the entire match, Maddie. I can't say enough about it. My guy, the seventh son, he came through. He made an incredible bend it like Beckham. Yeah, I know you saw that, Maddie. I jumped out of the bunk back here in the truck. I was going crazy. And just an excellent, well-played, classic, instant classic match. And, you know, Maddie, I love to see when the guys that's getting paid the big bucks, the superstars, actually show up and show out and actually, you know, give the fans what they need. But go ahead, Maddie. I don't want to get too far into it. Go ahead. I'm going to let you spit on this.
I agree with everything you said, but I want to talk about the elephant in the room about after the match. And I'm not going to say it was sour grapes, especially it would be kind of ironic, especially the one that said it, Mr. Hugo Lloris, talking about the condition of the field. And that is something that does need to be addressed. I want to say that Desan, after he went for his penalty kick, he was kind of like hobbling. Uh-huh. And I don't know if he, you know, would that happen before the kick or after the kick, whatever. But you don't want these high-profile players, these world-class players, getting hurt on shoddy AstroTurf. So I sent you a video from the Bernabeu, which the Real Madrid plays in. And because the NFL is going to be there, and those guys are, I mean, worlds away from what some of the MLS stadiums are currently playing in. And some of these guys that are coming from these leagues are used to that. And maybe it's a little bit of pamper, but some of it might actually be true. You don't want to see guys like Son, Hugo Lloris, these other, you know, any of them, really, not just the big names, but you don't want any, I mean, guys that could be their very first start. You don't want to see them getting hurt because of the field conditions. So Vancouver, excellent. BC Place is excellent. Just fix the field. Yeah. That's my only complaint. Fix the field. I don't see why there's no reason why they can't have regular natural grass. There's no reason for it.
Yeah, good point, Maddie. We don't want to see these players getting hurt like that, obviously. And so, I forgot about that. You're right, doing that penalty. And shout out to Son. It hit, I think it was the top right post in the penalty kick. He was the first guy up, if I'm not mistaken. And it did look like he kind of limped or whatever. He might have slipped, I'm not sure. But that is a concern. I can't remember if the Vancouver guys, if they had any issues with it, because they play on all the time. But that definitely needs to be addressed. And again, you're right, Matt. You sent me that that article about the Real Madrid stadium. State of the art, guys. If you haven't seen it, look it up. That field, Maddie, is better than any stadium field on the planet right now. I mean, it blew me away. You know what I'm saying? And no slight to Mercedes-Benz, guys, because that, you know, we go there a lot. But as far as the field and how it was made, it was like a transformer or something, Maddie. You know what I mean? The way the field, I was like, wow, it's crazy. But going back to the match, yeah, guys, that was definitely a treat. I'm going to watch. I'll probably watch it again tonight before I go to sleep, Maddie, to be honest. You know what I mean? Watch the replay again. That's how great of a match it was. Very competitive, and it was what we expected and what we wanted. But, yeah, Maddie, I'm going to go ahead and move it all along to the other matchup down in San Diego. Man, it was a lot of hype for this, Maddie, and I spoke about it. And I pretty much thought San Diego would win, right? But we knew that it was going to be a good match. It wasn't going to be a blowout. It wasn't going to be too crazy, because we knew that Minnesota is a very good team. Young guys, for sure, but they play excellent soccer, Maddie.
This game was a chess match to a T. That's exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. Both coaches were just waiting and biding their time to see what personnel changes they can make to affect the game. The only problem with both coaches trying to do that is you forget about the players on the field. And Dreyer was still out there. He, while they were still kind of deciding on substitutions and making these chess moves, if you will, he goes out and scores a goal, mm-hmm. and that ends up being the match. So it goes to show you that you can't forget about what you have out on the field while you're trying to figure out who you want, you know, while you're making these changes. You still got to focus on the game as it's being played. That was my assessment of it, because it seemed like even the announcers were saying, oh, yeah, these guys are preparing substitutions and this, that, and the third. And it's like, well, the guys are still playing. You can't forget about who's still out there on the field with the ball at their feet. And Dreyer was, I mean, that was a freaking knock. I mean, he hit the mess out of that ball for the score. So,
yeah,
San Diego, they continue to roll. And, you know, Dreyer continues to perform. And it's going to be a very interesting matchup between the brand new team in San Diego and Vancouver. That's going to be a very good watch.
Yes, indeed. I think I actually called that goal. I think when I messaged you, Maddie, I said it was a laser, right? That's mm-hmm. how it was, guys. It was so precise. But yeah, Maddie, so do you want to go into that right now? Or you want to do your pick on that matchup there, since we're over in the West, Vancouver and San Diego?
Yeah, while it's fresh on the brain, let's talk about it.
Okay, as mentioned, these guys again, I love it. I love it. I love the rivalry. This match here, Maddie, whew, man, I haven't even really broke it down, guys. So let me see. They're pretty evenly matched. However, I'm kind of even. They're playing in San Diego, correct? San Diego's in the North Sea. I think they're playing down there. I'm leaning towards Vancouver on this, Maddie. I love Mueller's been. He's just been a godsend with those guys. They already had the talent. They already, you know, we know they've been. They have a really good team. But his leadership, his experience, his star power, right? It gives him just the ultimate respect from his teammates. And I'm going to go ahead and pick. I'm going to pick Vancouver 2-1, beating San Diego at home. No extra time, no PKs, no none of that. I'm going to pick Vancouver 2-1 over San Diego. I think both teams have been playing well. However, I think Vancouver, coming off that win against LAFC, Maddie, they're riding high. that was just, you know, that's the type of match, type of win that propels you into the championship. And I'm going to ride with those guys.
Okay. I can't disagree with that. That's good. If you recall, over the summer, we were talking about these two when they were 1-2 in the Western Conference and how, you know, this could be a prediction or a playoff preview, if you will. And wouldn't you know it, it was a playoff preview. The last time that they played was July 19th. It was 1-1. It was very close. The difference in that game was Vancouver had an own goal that kind of, you know, kept them back. And if they can, if they're going to advance in this this match, the Western Conference final match, they can't have those kinds of mistakes. I mean, that goes without saying. But so that's how close it's going to be. It's going to be that close where even like it was in the regular season where, you know, like a mistake here and there causes, you know, the result to go a certain type of way. That's how it's going to go in this game, I think. I mean, the mistakes are going to be magnified. And I'm going to say it's going to be 1-0. It's going to be very low. Their offensive scoring teams, they can score it. But I think the defenses will will out. And I think that one team will get the advantage over the other. And it'll be a 1-0 scoreline. I'm going to go with Vancouver with a 1-0 scoreline over San Diego.
Right on, right on. So do you think it gets too rowdy down there in San Diego? Do you think the fans, because this is going to be super, super crazy. Shout out to the San Diego super fans down there. You guys are awesome. But guys, please, no violence, all right? We don't want anybody, you know, poking people in the eyes and punching people in the head and, you know, throwing big hands and all that crazy stuff, all right? We don't want anybody doing none of that. You know, cheer for your team, salute, and, you know, you can talk trash, whatever you want to do, but let's not be violent, all right? Because, you know, we know how San Diego gets down, Maddie. And I know this match here, you mentioned a one-zip heartbreaker. It's going to be a heartbreaker because I agree with you. I think the leadership of Mueller is going to be the difference. He's going to be different. And you know that guy they got over there in San Diego that's been, you know, he's kind of, the last match he didn't really act up. He's been a good soldier here recent match or whatever. But they're going to need all hands on deck and they're going to have to be focused. I just feel like Vancouver's proven to me, Maddie, that they're built for this. You know what I'm saying? Like these guys aren't afraid of the moment. It's not too big for them. They just knocked off Seven Sun and Boanga. Two of the biggest stars, the you know, tag team in the whole MLS. So I'm going to rock with those guys, Maddie, and definitely agree with you. Let's go to our prediction for the Eastern Conference final, Maddie. Over in Inter-Miami, or excuse me, as you say, Fort Lauderdale, Mike. NYCFC's coming in. Down there, coming in hot, Maddie. They're coming in hot, and they're coming in ready like a Little Caesar's pizza right now, right? So, what's your thoughts on that one, Maddie? What's your predictions in the Crystal Soccer Bowl?
I have a bad feeling about this one. I have a very bad feeling. This is one of those. Like I said, we play our conspiracy roles. You know, we talk about different things or whatnot. I don't have a good feeling because we have NYC's one of the, I'm not going to say their star player, but one of their well-known players, Maxi Morales, is a 38-year-old Argentinian, right? And he's going up against a 38-year-old Argentinian who hasn't won a championship, who in Argentina walks on water. And his other compadre is on the Argentinian national team, and Rodrigo De Paul. All of those things don't bode well because it would be nothing for Messi or De Paul or both to just get in the ear of Maxi Morales and say, "Hey, what you make, man? We can double it in one night. It's just facts. And that's I hope that isn't the case, but I'm just saying it's a possibility. And here's number two. If you're Maxi Morales, you've already got you one, right? You've already got you one. And you know that Messi in Argentina, in your hometown, your home, country, walks on water. Are you going to be that guy that gets in his way, especially the role that they're on? Are you going to be that guy? Because that's going to be a hard thing to kind of, and I know pride comes into it and everything else, but I don't know. That might be one of those ones where if you end up being that guy, you might get ostracized in your home country. It's like, I'm not saying that you turn over just because he is Messi, but it might cause some people to look at you a type of way. This is all things that are off the field, of course. On the field, he's been great. He's been excellent. But like I said, he is 38 years old. Will the team be able to overcome a player that could be compromised? You've seen it, or you thought you saw it last year in the MLS Cup final with certain players, how they were acting and stuff like that. I'm just saying it could potentially happen. That's my fear. And if you have, a player that's kind of an integral piece that is, maybe up to some games, if you will, it doesn't bode well for New York City. I hope that it's played well, it's competitive, and it's all left out on the field, but the off the field things worry me. And also, let's be real, MLS wants to see Miami in the final. They want to see it in Miami. They want it so bad they can taste it. They're one game away from it actually happening. It didn't happen last year because, they got upset in the first round, got beat by a team that shouldn't, by the scheme of things. And so, yes, I think that Miami is going to win. New York City, it's gonna be a very tough sledding. They can do it. They continue to play the way they've been playing. I want them to do it. But do I think that they will do it? No, I don't think they will. I'm going to go with Miami in this one. I don't want to, but I can't. Every time I've said, the other team, Miami seems to win. So maybe if I pick them this time, they'll lose.
Okay. What numbers are we talking? What score are we talking?
Probably 3-1 Miami. That'd be my guess. 3-1.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm going to put on my 10-4 hat also, Maddie. That's a good score right there. Potential good score. There is a thing called Murphy's Law, Maddie. And super fans, if you guys know what I'm talking about, Murphy's Law is if it can happen, then it will happen, right? Pretty much that's pretty much what it is, guys. I'm not saying Matty, he just put all the he put all the pieces out there for you. You can connect the dots, you can put the puzzle together. You know what he's talking about. And as mentioned, Messi, he's like Jesus in cleats, Matty. He ain't just walking on water, he's walking over the whole globe. I'm talking about the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Arctic, the Antarctic, whatever. He's all over the globe. This guy is that much of an icon, deservedly so. He's been showing and proving the whole playoffs. Matty, you were with the fam down in Orlando. You sent me a picture, and they ain't have nobody but Messi down there, right? At the Walmart. you were showing me they had, all type of memorabilia of him. And we're talking Orlando, guys. There is a team, MLS Pro team there, but they didn't have not one piece of merchandise, patronizing their own home team, excuse me. So, no, Matty, you're not too far-fetched. We know how these referees get down. We seen it firsthand. We went to the match in Charlotte. We saw that. All right? I'm going to be looking, Maddie, trying to figure out who's going to be the the lead official for this match, because I think that's going to play a key. As far as overall, I think NYCFC does have injuries and such. Some of their players, no excuse, are out right now, but they play well as a team. They're not going to back down. And I'm going to go different, Matty. Even though I agree with everything you're saying, I'm going to go different. I'm going to say 2-1 NYCFC. All right. Just because I'm not going to rock with the pink flamingos. All right. I'm going to give those guys a fighter's chance. I love their coach. As mentioned, Maddie, you said, Mike, he's rocking the jump, man. I said, oh, yeah, he's with the business. So I think he's going to have his guys prepared. They're not scared. They're never scared. His game planning, I think he has great game planning. I don't think he's going to let Messi run rampant. So I'm going to say 2-1. Go ahead.
Here's how it's going to go down for me, right? This is how the game is going to go. Can Pascal Janssen, if there is some foul things going on, let's just say it happens in the first half, can he make the adjustments necessary to fix what may, let's just say that Maxi Morales or anybody for that matter, I don't want to point just one player out, but let's just say that he has to make the adjustment. Does he have the cojones to do what is necessary? Mm-hmm. Or is it going to be like, oh, I got to, you know, he's one of my better players, I got to put him out here, da-da-da-da-da. Let's just say he's very subtle with it. Let's say he's not up to par that he's been up to in the playoffs. Does he yank him? Does he make these adjustments? That's the key. Because so far, yes, he's done, you know, good adjustments. Been a very good coach this year. But when it comes down to it, is he going to make the right calls here or there, even if they're tough, like taking out a face like Maxi Morales? Remains to be seen. Mm. That's a good question.
Well, I'm trying to think of their matchups. Miami hasn't really dominated those guys. They've always been what is it? They've always been like, I'm trying to think. I know before Messi got there, NYCFC was pretty much dominating Miami. I'm trying to remember what was the outcome in their match this year, Maddie. I'm trying to remember. I can't. Oh, okay. I just pulled it up. Yeah, they got slaughtered. It was 4-0 the last matchup they had. Miami slaughtered those guys. That was their last regular season matchup. So Miami definitely, you know, they're at home. They're riding high. But maybe overconfidence will, you know, it'll bite them in the butt, Maddie, and cause them to lose, you know. I'm not going to rock with the evil empire of Miami right now. I'm going to rock with NYCFC, go for the underdog, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, that match is, what is it, tomorrow night at, what time is it, Maddie? 6 p.m., I think. Yeah, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard, and then the San Diego and Vancouver's at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, yeah. Can't wait. I may have to pull up for that, Maddie. I'm you know, getting off the truck tonight. I may have to pull up tomorrow and catch one of those matches over there. So, look out for me.
All right. I can't say if I'll be here, but all right. I'll be looking for you with my binocular.
Binocular. Well, okay. All right. Cool. All right.
Yeah. All right, Mike. But, I think that wraps us up for this episode.
All right, guys. Until next time, and gals, have fun, be safe, and have a super fantastic week. Peace.
We will catch you guys on our next episode, Knuckleheads. Till then, we'll see you.
Joining us and showing your support. Become a part of our community by subscribing to our SoccerCast. Hit us up and send your comments to info@superfansusa.com. www.thebestofmaddie.com. Peace.